Rio Plus20 united the UN's member states to take action on The Future We Want, the title of the outcome document. The declaration maps out a world where economic growth is balanced with environmental protection. At Friday's closing ceremony in Rio de Janeiro, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told heads of state and government that they were now bound on a path towards sustainability.
Rio Plus20 has affirmed fundamental principles, renewed essential commitments, and given us new direction. Here in Rio, you have agreed to establish Universal Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, to create a stronger international architecture to support sustainable development. You have affirmed the importance of gender empowerment, the right to water and food, and the need to address poverty. You have adopted a 10-year framework on sustainable consumption and production, and acknowledged the potential for greening economies.
At the conference, governments, corporations, educational institutions, and other groups made an estimated $513 billion in voluntary commitments. Covering 23 areas, these commitments will help in establishing green jobs, reducing poverty, and combating the effects of climate change, among other benefits.
There are 700 commitments worth hundreds of billions of dollars have been publicly announced here in Rio by governments, multilateral development banks, the private sector, and civil society. These huge numbers give a sense of the scale and the growth of investment going into sustainable development. They are part of a growing global movement for change.
Brazil, home of the Amazon, Iguazu Falls, and the sprawling tropical wetlands known as the Pantanal, is a land of superlatives, and Rio Plus20 fit right in. It's estimated about 50,000 people participated in more than 500 side events, roundtables, dialogues, and other events at the conference site Rio Centro. The largest convention center in South America, Rio Centro was also home to the 1992 Earth Summit. For Giancarlo Summa, who's the head of the UN Information Center in Rio de Janeiro, there was no comparison between the two landmark conferences.
I was here 20 years ago as a journalist in Rio 92. The place was the same, but it was much smaller, because now there were five pavilions, there was just one.
One of the outcomes of the Earth Summit was recognition that great change requires input from all sectors of society. At Rio Plus20, thousands of civil society representatives shared their opinions as members of nine major groups, for example, covering youth, indigenous people, and trade unions. Conference discussions centered around seven main themes, including jobs, energy, oceans, and food. Hari Saraji, a representative of the farmers' major group, spoke at the opening ceremony.
The pathway to a more sustainable future must move towards social responsible and sustainable market and finance, balancing human needs with those of the ecosystem, upon which all life depends.
With the successful conclusion of Rio Plus20, world leaders reaffirmed their commitment to sustainable development. But, the Secretary General pointed out, the work has only begun. Reporting from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, I'm Deanne Penn.